It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Want to hear some optimism?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. There have been discouraging words about the economy lately. Earlier this week, the World Bank said the global economy will seriously pucker this year. The stock market's blanched. But this morning, we've got a rosier outlook for you. The OECD is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It represents the top 30 advanced economies, and it says stuff is improving. From our European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The OECD says its members should see overall growth of 0.7% next year. Hardly a stellar performance, but much better than the sharp decline they're undergoing in the current year. Today's forecast is the OECD's most optimistic since 2007. The group praises the US stimulus packages in particular. It says they may well pave the way for recovery in the world's largest economy well before the end of this year. But there are a couple of caveats. Unemployment is a major worry and could blow the fragile revival off course, and ballooning budget deficits are an added danger. The OECD urges central banks to hang loose to keep interest rates close to zero this year and next. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And our central bank will hang loose today. That's the expectation, anyway. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its policy setting session, and it's expected to keep those interest rates close to zero. However, economists say the Fed might consider easing up on the gas when it comes to buying up all this mortgage debt and treasuries. It's throwing a lot of money into the economy that way, and the fear, of course, is inflation. The problem is the Fed's actions are keeping interest rates down, and if rates came up too much, that could choke off a recovery. Asian stock markets rebounded today, especially in Hong Kong and Singapore. The big European markets are a little higher, too. Wall Street didn't move much yesterday. The S&P 500 gained a smidge. The Nasdaq and Dow lost a smidge. The seed and herbicide company Monsanto reports earnings this morning before the bell. Analysts expect to hear profits have fallen, withered, one may say, from a year ago. From KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Allington reports.
In recent years, profitability at Monsanto has been driven by its hot-selling herbicide, Roundup. Those sales are now decreasing as cheap Roundup-like alternatives enter the market.
Those competitors are now flooding the market. Pricing is coming down, and investors are forced to pay attention to what is the ugly cousin, so to speak.
Lawrence Alexander is an analyst for Jefferies & Company. He says the trick Monsanto needs to pull off is to keep that ugly cousin off the stage and introduce investors to some of their sexier next-generation seed products.
That's the part of the business that investors want to hear about. It's the part of the business investors want to pay for.
Alexander says that sales of Roundup could fall by half over the next several years. However, Monsanto is hoping that investors stay on board while the company transitions to new products. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
The Boston Globe has reached a tentative deal with its biggest union. The paper's been trying to cut costs to save itself. This new agreement with the Boston Newspaper Guild would save $10 million through salary and benefit reductions. The Guild president will say more about it today. The union membership will vote on the deal next month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
I don't know how much soccer you watch, but it is a big surprise the American men's team is in the semifinals of the Confederations Cup today. If we actually were to beat Spain, That would be a shocker. This tournament is also a big deal for the host country, South Africa. It's sort of a test run for next year when it hosts the World Cup. South Africa is preoccupied. It's dealing with its first recession in 17 years. But this soccer tournament is a priority. As Gretchen Wilson reports from Johannesburg, this nation has something to prove.
Last month, the country's new president, Jacob Zuma, made the tournament a national priority in his inaugural address.
South Africa will deliver a world-class event that will forever change the perceptions of the international community.
Next year's World Cup will be the biggest sporting event ever held in Africa, and it's been a catalyst for the development of South Africa's infrastructure. Crews are at work on new hotels, a high-speed train, and a rapid transit bus system. Rich Makondo is the spokesman for the World Cup's local organizing committee.
We have seen the country skylines change because there's a lot of reconstruction and construction going on. We are building 6 new stadiums. We're building 2 new airports, which are going to be used in the future.
This year's Confederations Cup has had some glitches. Traffic's been chaotic. Some cities don't have enough hotel rooms. And some fans and players have been robbed, reinforcing concerns about South Africa's high crime rates. But organizers say these issues will be resolved, and that next year's games will show what used to be called the Dark Continent is part of the modern world.
We believe that the World Cup will brand South Africa and Africa afresh.
That's important because many people associate Africa mainly with conflict and poverty. Until now, one of the biggest global events tied to Africa was the Live Aid concerts of the 1980s, which drew attention to a famine in Ethiopia.
25 years later, it's a moment to reintroduce Africa, not as a charitable case, but as something that can inspire and kind of be a source of celebration.
Jason Mercer is producing a new documentary film about soccer here called Africa 10.
Well, the exciting thing about this World Cup is Africa has never hosted anything like this on any sort of scale. And this is, in a sense, Africa's homecoming to the world.
South Africa is banking that that homecoming will be followed by a boost in tourism and investment dollars. Already, officials expect the number of visitors to the country to climb more than 11% after next year. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
The U.S. men play Spain about 8 hours from now. Spain will probably crush the Americans like a bug, but you never know. At our website, Scott Jagow's blogging about naked red-black hedge trades and other stuff at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.